is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Court appearance this morning in Florida for the man held in connection with the apparent assassination attempt at Donald Trump's golf club. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez says 58-year-old Ryan Wesley Ruth faces two federal gun counts.
He was sworn in, was told that he would have to be honest with the court. He said, yes, I will do that. He seemed very relaxed in the courtroom. He was wearing a blue jumpsuit that the inmates wear. He was shackled and handcuffed. But when he was speaking with his public defender, he was smiling at times, even laughing.
Former President Trump today blamed rhetoric from President Biden and Vice President Harris for the incident. Biden this morning suggested more Secret Service protection may be needed.
I think the Congress should respond to their needs if they, in fact, need more service.
CBS News consultant A.T. Smith is a former Secret Service official.
Questions will have to be answered about whether or not there was counter-surveillance units in the area that probably should have detected this individual early.
CBS's Holly Williams says Ruth had taken an active role in helping Ukraine fight Russia.
I was stunned to recognize the name because I had been in touch with Ryan Ruth for over a year in the early stages of the war in Ukraine. Like thousands of other international volunteers, he apparently went to Ukraine to help, offering to help other foreigners find places in Ukrainian battalions.
Springfield, Ohio has canceled an annual cultural event next week because of threats that have emerged after false immigrant claims by the GOP ticket. Some schools were evacuated this morning. Arguments today in a federal court in the challenge over the law that stands to force a Chinese company to sell TikTok early next year. CBS's Jan Crawford.
They believe that TikTok constitutes a national security threat as it's owned by a Chinese-based company. And that's because it gathers so much personal information from 170-so million Americans that participate on that app.
Now to New York, where DA Raymond Tierney has released more information about the remains of a person who could be linked to the Gilgo Beach murders.
The cause of death was homicide by blunt force trauma. The death occurred during or prior to 2006. Those remains were on Ocean Beach for at least 5 years.
The suspect, Rex Horriman, is charged with 6 killings. Well, Tito Jackson has died at age 70. Brother Michael, part of the Jackson 5. They first hit it big 55 years ago next month. Checking Wall Street, the Dow is up 111, the S&P and NASDAQ are lower. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with the quick news update. Distracted driving reportedly caused a serious crash involving two people from Kenosha near the state line yesterday. A 19-year-old driver failed to take a turn on 41, resulting in a collision that left his passenger critically injured. Kenosha County's participation in the KRM Regional Rail Line project faces opposition from County Executive Samantha Kirkman. She cites concerns about representation and potential costs and said that a referendum might be necessary. A multi-agency retail theft operation in Racine County resulted in 7 arrests over the weekend. One suspect is being held on multiple charges. The effort brought together police from Mount Pleasant, Sturtevant, Caledonia, and the city of Racine. And there's a new temporary art installation on 6th Street in downtown Racine. It features colorful fringe and sidewalk decals. It's a collaboration between multiple organizations and aims to revitalize the area through public art. It'll be up for about 8 weeks. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome. No reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
It's a victory Monday for the Packers. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Green Bay got a 10-point lead in the first half and stayed ahead of Indianapolis the rest of the way, taking a 16-10 victory at Lambeau Field on Sunday. Head coach Matt LaFleur was happy to get the win.
We talked about playing complementary football, and I thought we did a pretty good job of that. Though there were some opportunities there to really put the game away, but you know, you never know in this league, and you got to battle for 60 minutes, and our guys did that. I think anytime you hold a team of that caliber to 10 points, that's a hell of a day defensively.
The Packers will play Tennessee this Sunday. Milwaukee's run of extra inning losses continued Sunday as the Brewers fell 11-10 in 10 innings to the Diamondbacks. Milwaukee took a lead in the top of the 10th but gave up 3 runs in the bottom half with closer Devin Williams left in the bullpen. It doesn't get any easier for the Brewers, who will host the Phillies and Diamondbacks for a 7-game homestand beginning tonight. Milwaukee's lead in the NL Central is at 10 games. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Heat wave continues today. Under abundant sunshine, high temperatures will reach the low 80s. A few clouds build in overnight tonight as lows fall to near 60, and the sunshine sticks with us tomorrow, too, as we flirt with 80 degrees. And highs remain in the upper 70s for the rest of the week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
It's time now for Paul Harvey's The Rest of the Story on WRJN. And to learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours at 262-634-3311. Did I get that right, Rich?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, there you go. 262-634-3311. You could be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey's and...
The Rest of the Story. When he was a little boy, the other children called him Sparky, after a comic strip horse named Sparkplug. Sparky never did shake that nickname. School was all but impossible for Sparky. He failed every subject in the eighth grade. He failed every subject. He flunked physics in high school. He received a flat zero in the course, distinguishing himself as the worst physics student in the school's history. He also flunked Latin and algebra and English. And he didn't do much better in sports, although he did manage to make the school golf team. He promptly lost the only important match of the year. There was a consolation match, and Sparky lost that, too. He was not actually disliked by the other youngsters. Throughout his youth, Sparky was awkward socially. Nobody cared that much. He was astonished if a classmate ever said hello to him outside school hours. No way to tell how he might have done it dating. In high school, Sparky never once asked a girl out. He was too afraid of being turned down. You see, Sparky was a loser. He, his classmates, everybody knew he was a loser, so he just kind of rolled with it. Sparky made up his mind early in life that if things were meant to work out for him, they would. Otherwise, he would content himself with what appeared to be inevitable mediocrity. But this is the rest of the story. One something was important to Sparky, and that was drawing. He was proud of his artwork. Nobody else appreciated it. In his senior year of high school, he submitted some cartoons to the editors of the class yearbook, and almost predictably, Sparky's drawings were rejected. And yet, while the young man had stoically rationalized virtually all of his failures theretofore, he was really rather hurt by the general ignorance of what he believed was his one natural talent. In fact, he was so convinced of his artistic ability that he decided to become a professional artist. Upon graduating high school, he wrote a letter to Walt Disney Studios, a letter indicating his qualifications to become a cartoonist for Disney. Shortly, he received an answer, a form letter requesting that he send some samples of his artwork. Subject matter was suggested. For instance, a Disney cartoon character repairing a clock by shoveling the springs and the gears back inside. Sparky drew the proposed cartoon scene. He spent a great deal of time on that and the other drawings. A job with Disney would be so impressive, and there were so many doubters to impress. Sparky mailed the form, mailed his drawings to the Disney studios, and waited. And one day the reply came. It was another form letter. politely composed, but it said that Disney Studios hired only the very finest artists even for their routine background work, and it was determined from the drawings which Sparky had submitted that he was not one of the very finest artists. In other words, he did not get the job. I think deep down Sparky expected to be rejected. He'd always been a loser. This was simply one more loss. But you know what Sparky did? He wrote his autobiography in cartoons. I mean, he described his childhood itself, the little boy loser, the chronic underachiever, in a cartoon character the whole world now knows. For Sparky, the boy who failed the entire eighth grade, the young artist whose work was rejected not only by Walt Disney Studios, but by his own high school yearbook, the young man was Sparky Charles Monroe Schultz, the creator of the Peanuts comic strip, the creator of the little cartoon boy whose kite would never fly, Charlie Brown. And now you know the rest of the story.
I think that's my favorite Paul Harvey rest of the story right now of all time. So there you go. Love the rest of the story by Paul Harvey. Listen to WRJM with local news and timeless hits.
The wind to Scarborough Fair. Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Tell her to make me a kind.
The deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme, and snow-crested brown, without no sleep or night,
and workers, the child of her mind,
and she'll be a true love of mine.
Strands and polishes of gun,
she'll be a true love of mine. Tell her to reap in a sickle
hill, blazing in scarlet battalion.
Parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
Just can't save me.
The Rascals, good loving on Local News, Timeless Hits Radio Station, otherwise known as WRJN. Get ready for the green or gold with our WRJN Text to Win contest. Started today, and it's going to go through September 28th. It's your chance to win $100 in cash or 14-karat gold chain and qualify for a chance to win two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold play in Green Bay. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't already. Text in the keyword four times each weekday at 7, 11, 1, and 4. So your next chance to win is coming up at 1, and then again at 4 o'clock with Kurt Vollman. And you text the word back for your chance to win, and that word will become at the top of the hour at 1 o'clock right here on WRJN.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee, too. Tastes like Miller time.
Following Brewers Sunday home games, all kids ages 14 and under can come down to the field and run the bases at American Family Field, courtesy of Aurora Healthcare. The post-game kids run the bases line begins along the first base line on the field level.
Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls' trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Woo! Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Scene at WRJN with local news.
And the sign said, long haired freaky people need not apply. So I tucked my hair up under my hat and I went in to ask him why. He said, you look like a fine, upstanding young man. I think you do. So I took off my hat. I said, imagine that. Shot on sight. So I jumped on the fence and yelled.
gives you the right to put up a fence to keep me out or to keep Mother Nature in. If God was here, he'd tell you to your face, man, you're some kind of sinner.
Sign, sign, everywhere a sign, blocking out the scenery, breaking my mind.
Do this, don't do that, can't you read the signs?
Now, hey, you, mister, can't you read? You've got to have a certain time to get a seat. You can't even watch, no, you can't eat.
You ain't supposed to be. Membership card to get inside.
Sweeter than a wine, softer than a song. You know you should be glad. You know it's up to you. I think it's only fair. Why come hurt you too? Apologize to her. Because she loves you. And you know that can't be bad. She loves you.
On WRJM on local news, timeless hits, but mostly news at the top and the bottom of the hour. And we join now the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A state lawmaker is banned from the Lac du Flambeau Reservation in northern Wisconsin over a remark she made at a meeting in August. That's when State Senator Mary Felskowski said giving money to the tribe to end a dispute over road closures would be like giving in to terrorists. The tribe's president says Felskowski's comment damaged negotiations and harmed the tribe. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin. We expect to learn more this week about a stop in Madison Friday afternoon. Meanwhile, her running mate, Tim Walz, was in Wausau and Superior over the weekend.
We cannot have four more years of that nearly 80-year-old man yelling at people to get off his yard, screaming about cats, and looking out for himself.
Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaigns in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A retail theft blitz was conducted in Racine County this weekend. That's a joint task force effort made up of Mount Pleasant, Sturtevant, Caledonia, and Racine police departments. The operation targeted organized retail theft crimes and led to the arrest of seven suspects across 11 retail locations in Mount Pleasant. One of those suspects is being held at the Racine County Jail on multiple charges. Those include retail theft and outstanding warrants. All the stolen merchandise was successfully recovered and returned to the retailers. An American Airlines flight made an emergency landing at Milwaukee's airport yesterday. It was due to reported mechanical issues. The pilot alerted authorities to the problem, allowing that aircraft to make an emergency landing. The Kenosha County executive is slowing down the push for a new regional rail service. Samantha Kirkman released a letter to supervisors saying that she is opting to take no action on Resolution 37. That would have supported the KRM Regional Rail Line project. Kirkman says the decision stems from concerns about limited county involvement in the feasibility study and the need for greater transparency regarding the potential cost to taxpayers. She said a referendum might be necessary. The city of Racine got a federal grant to research the cost of a Kenosha-Racine-Milwaukee rail line. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
The heat wave continues today. Under abundant sunshine, high temperatures will reach the low 80s. Few clouds build in overnight tonight as lows fall to near 60, and the sunshine sticks with us tomorrow too as we flirt with 80 degrees. And highs remain in the upper 70s for the rest of the week. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Keep things alive.
body here is out of sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alive. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody's dancing in the moonlight. Everybody's feeling warm and right. It's such a fine and natural sight.
Dinner, apple, peaches, pumpkin pie, not particularly in that order either. WRJ with local news and timeless hits. And the Brewers tonight, Phillies at the stadium. Game time 6:40, 6:05 is a pregame show, and you can listen live right here on WRJN.
Someone told me long ago, there's a calm before the storm. I know it's been
Jonathan Edwards is Sunshine on WRJN. Local news, timeless. Is anybody going to youth group at the time that tune was a hit? Because I was, and we had to change it. If we were singing the song in the car, you know, we were all going someplace, and this youth group would be like, we had to, I'll be darned. If he'll ruin mine. Still singing like that today. I don't want to get in trouble with God. It's our Green and Gold Text to Win contest. It is back. We did it at 11. We're going to do it again in the next few minutes. Top of the hour, right out of the news. So just be ready to win $100 in cash or something in 14 karat gold. Anyway, your next chance to win is just minutes away here on WRJN.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers and U.S. Cellular are celebrating the outstanding educators in our community with the Grand Slam Teacher of the Month Award. Visit brewers.com/teacher to learn more and nominate an educator today. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Of ads interrupting your favorite news podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening on Amazon Music is included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy with podcasts like The Daily, Up First, and Five Things Uninterrupted at amazon.com/ad-free. Just head to amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
America's most respected newscaster of the 20th century and beyond had his home on WRJN for 56 years, and he was proud to be here. Listen.
With all of the changes in the broadcasting industry, mergers and new owners, shuffled formats and automation, it is nice today to salute the call letters and the principles and the policies of WRJN in Racine.
Now you can hear archived episodes of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story twice each weekday on WRJN at 7:25 in the morning with Don Rosen and at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Not only timeless hits, but now timeless wisdom from Paul Harvey on
WRJN in Racine.
Side. Girl, you really got. got me now. You got me so I can't sleep at night.
J.N.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
JM with local news, timeless hits, and yeah, I mentioned news. CBS National News is coming up next, along with Stuart J. Waddell's local news and sports. And the weather, too. And your text to win contest. It's minutes away here on WRJN.
Slow down. You move too fast. You got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestone. Looking for fun and feeling groovy. Feeling groovy. Feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost. What you knowing? I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me? Do it and do do. The morning time drop all its petals on me. Life, I love you. All is groovy. La 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 la
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. Court appearance today for the man who's being held after what authorities say was an apparent assassination attempt at former President Trump's Florida.